And yes, thanks so much for tuning in. This is the Vegan Body Revolution Show. My name is Thomas Tadlock. You're listening to the third and final installment of my interview with two-time natural bodybuilding champion and best-selling author of the book, Vegan Bodybuilding and Fitness, The Complete Guide, Robert Cheek. In this episode, we're going to talk about what supplements he used to build over 16 pounds of muscle in just 6 weeks. We're also going to be talking in detail about his workout program. What exercises did he do? How did he set up his reps and sets? What was the frequency like? We're going to get all that information to you right in this interview, so enjoy. Now, we have just a few minutes left, Robert. Let's come right back to the topic of helping our audience get nice and big and massive and huge. We talked about your nutrition. The last thing I want to talk about nutrition, let's do this as quickly as we can. Where and what supplements fit into that daily nutrition plan that you just described to me?
Yeah. Back then it was protein powders from whatever brands I could find that had. Back then, I was actually soy protein. Now I stay away from soy protein because soy is in so many other foods.
That was the first and last meal, right?
What's that?
First and last meal, you would have your protein powder, right?
Yeah. And these days, like I go with Vega, a kind of a hemp, pea, and rice blend. That wasn't available 10 or 12 years ago. But yeah, I picked some sort of alkaline-forming protein powder, hemp, pea, or rice, or all three are a great way to go. And have one in the morning, have one at night, or post-workout. I think it's just a great way. I mean, how many times are we sitting there eating all these different types of foods that, like walnuts or something, that give us omega-3 or flax seeds? And so if you find a powder that's high quality, that has omega-3 in it, that has protein in it, that has all these different amino acids, has branched-chain amino acids, then that's a great way to go.
Okay.
So, do one or two of those a day. And it'll help cover some of your nutritional basics that maybe you're missing when your diet is focused primarily on these protein-rich and heavy foods, or you may be missing out on some of the stuff you might find in.
Well, I'm checking out your website right now, veganbodybuilding.com. There's a little link that says shop. Boom. I'm seeing a whole bunch of protein powders, protein bars. Basically a vegan candy land for vegan fitness and athletes. That's awesome. Okay, so you had your protein powder. Was there any else? Were you doing a multivitamin? Were you doing any extra aminos or anything? You mentioned some amino acids.
Yeah. So I would do a multivitamin. I would also do omega-3 essential fats from flax primarily. You can do flax. You can do hemp. I think even
let's talk about what you did.
Oil,
let's talk
I
about
think.
Exactly what you did, recalling as much as well as you can back then. So you had your multivitamin with your first meal?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay, probably. Yeah, as much as you can remember, right? So you had that, and then your flax, your essential flax, would you have that there too, or did you have any other places where you like to put it in?
You know, I would probably just do it in the morning, too. I think I would actually, you know what I would do? I would put it in my shake. That's what I would do.
Yeah, so that'd just be blended right into your shake. Okay, so yeah, your flaxseed oil, you got your multivitamin. Anything else? Were you taking like glutamine or creatine or anything like that?
You know, I played around with glutamine and creatine, but I think it was later on. It was a couple years later.
So you didn't need it to build your first 16 pounds?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so you just so for beginners out there, they're trying to build their first 15 or so pounds, flaxseed oil and a protein powder and a multivitamin. Anything else? Anything else supplement wise?
I don't think so. Maybe a vitamin C or immune system booster, maybe occasionally.
Oh,
but
dude.
I would probably mostly Great. Just get that from fruit. But I may have taken a little vitamin C. Thing just for fun, keep myself. You know, you're in a just more psychologically. You're in a gym full of germs. You're winter time, going to school. You're stressed. You're busy. Anything echinacea, vitamin C, whatever you can do to help boost immune system is usually a good idea.
Okay, well that's good to know because that's going to help people save a lot of money on their budget. I just watched a video with Ronnie Coleman the other day, and he literally has a box the size of a chessboard that contains all the supplements that he takes every single day. It's insane. I mean, I saw the man probably, no joke, pop about 75 different pills. I'm not exaggerating when I say 75. It was like 75. It looked like a chessboard full of different vitamins all separated out.
I've seen Ronnie over the years many times, and I've seen those videos too. of what he takes in his tackle box.
Just
I think
imagine,
is what it is.
Yeah. Just imagine the his you know, his supplement bill at the end of the month. I mean, my God. So cool. So we can make this affordable. It can be doable. All right, buddy, we're going to do this rapid fire. Let's go through the training. You mentioned compound movements. You mentioned multi-joint movements. And you had some faves about your favorite exercises. But let's just talk a little bit general. You did 6 days a week. Am I right?
Yeah, 6 days a week.
And you did, and you hit a body part twice a week, right?
Yep. Yep.
So within 3 days, you'd have the entire body worked out.
Yeah. I would have the entire. I did a lot of upper body and kind of alternating upper body and lower body. I think I probably did something like two or three upper body workouts, two lower body workouts, and then a day of just cardio. You know, just riding the bike, just stair step or something like that, and then I would reverse it the next week, maybe 3 days of lower body, 2 days of upper body, and then a day of cardio. And I would kind of go on that routine. So upper body workout, then the next day lower body workout, the next day upper body workout, maybe a sort of cardio day in between, and then go back to lower body, and then go back to upper body, and kind of repeat this cycle.
Got it. Okay, so you were doing, so it sounds like you were hitting, on average, anywhere between 4 or 5 resistance training workouts a week with 1 to 2 cardio workouts, depending on how it lands on the cycle,
the
right?
Exactly.
And then 1 day out of the week, total rest.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. And how long did you spend in the gym on average for each workout?
Just 1 hour.
So you get everything done in 1 hour. That's good to know too. And let's talk about really quickly reps and sets.
Yep. So I would pick an exercise. And because back then I would train chest and shoulders and maybe arms all in the same day. So I would pick a muscle group and pick just a couple of exercises, maybe two or three. And I would do, I think I would probably do about three sets. Let's say I pick bench press, do three sets, and then I would do a superset of something else. Let's say dumbbell flies or something like that. And then I would pick another exercise. And maybe, let's say, decline bench press or something along those lines. Do another three sets and then a superset with something else. And that would wrap up chest. So I would actually hit 4 different exercises, but 2 of them were just 1 set superset, just to get something different to hit. So maybe throw in dips in there, maybe throw in a pec deck machine or something like that. Or some incline push-ups or decline push-ups, in addition to my 2 primary exercises. Then I would do the same for shoulders. Go do some overhead press for about 3 sets, then superset that with some lateral raises, and then maybe do some shrugs. Again, heavy 3 sets with dumbbells or barbell, and then go do some front raises as a superset until I would burn out or couldn't do any more. And then run over and hammer out biceps and triceps with some heavy curls with probably just a straight bar or easy bar. Again, for 3 sets, superset it with something else, and then hammer out some hammer curls, superset it with maybe some reverse curls or some forearm curls or something like that, and then hit over and do the same thing with triceps. Pick a couple exercises, narrow grip bench, some push downs, some skull crushers, whatever. Basically, what I would do is pick the hardest exercises, the bench presses, the bicep curls, the squats for legs, the deadlifts, the bent over rows, these types of exercises, and make them my primary exercises, and then superset with something a little bit easier, like a dumbbell exercise. A shoulder exercise, a cable, it would be a perfect way to do a superset because you can burn out and not drop the weight on you.
Wow.
So that was my routine. So pick the best return on investment, the compound, multi-joint, heavy, free weight exercises, do those, superset with something to just really burn out the entire muscle with a cable or a body weight or a dumbbell. And you're done in an hour, and you're fried.
Not messing around. I mean,
go home and
holy
eat
cow.
and let those muscles rest and grow.
Wow, dude, that's pretty impressive. I mean, I'm just doing the math here. So on average, you're hitting 4 different exercises altogether, 3 sets each. And you're doing three different body parts at a time per workout. So you're busting out 36 sets of hard, intense exercise in an hour. So what was your rep range?
Remember that some of those were just a superset for just one set. Okay, so it wouldn't quite be 36 total because I don't have that. I don't have my paper in front of me to do
that's
the math.
All right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I don't think it was quite that many sets because some were just a superset for just like just one set. So after the primary exercises, and rep range was I typically did 8 to 12. Sometimes I would do more like a 6 rep range for a squat or leg press or something really heavy. I just enjoyed the feeling of doing heavier weight and fewer reps, but I was mostly following that program of 8 to 12, realizing that that was a great rep range for building muscle, and it was a decent rep range for building strength and for toning and for definition and everything. It seemed to really fit the type of training that I was interested in doing back then.
Well, let me go back a little bit. I'm going to make sure that I completely understand what your strategy was. So let's talk about the supersets again. So I think I made a mistake when I thought that, let's say for chest, for example, that I'm assuming that you're picking four exercises and you're supersetting two of them at a time for three straight sets each. So you're doing like, you gave the example of doing a bench press. So you do a set of really heavy bench presses for 8 to 12 reps. Now, immediately after that, what would your superset choice maybe be?
Well, I think what it was is actually it was like this. So I would do flat bench press. Let's just say that as an example. I would do one set for 8 to 12 reps, do another set 8 to 12 reps, do a third set 8 to 12 reps, and then go do one superset of, let's say, cables or something like that, a cable cross.
Got it. Okay, so you would superset the last set.
Yeah, just the last set. Yeah, I may not have made that clear. Just the last set, and then I would move on to, like I said, something, let's say maybe decline bench press. Again, 8 to 12, 8 to 12, 8 to 12, and then jump over and do some dips. And then that would be done for the chest. So
That would be
8 total sets combined.
And then again,
8 for biceps and 8 for shoulders and I guess if I was doing biceps and triceps at the same time, and I don't know that I was, to be honest, I may not have been. I think it was probably more like 24 sets each workout total.
So you're supersetting the last set of the primary muscle building exercise, and then how many, like for chest you would choose like the flat bench as your bread and butter, and another one you mentioned like a decline. Bench press,
or an incline. I think I would just pick two. I really think I just picked two back then. Two of my, and I would mix it up, maybe week to week or after a few weeks. I would change what those two primary ones are. But that's what I would do for every muscle. I'd pick two primary lifts, and then two different superset lifts, just to get something different, hit the muscle in a different way, different target, different angle, and hit it that way.
Okay, now I understand. Okay, got it. So two exercises per body part. You're going to do three sets of each, and you're going to be supersetting the last set of each exercise.
Yeah,
I got it. All right, excellent. And then what was your rest interval in between? So like you do a set, let's say you do a set of bench press. How long would you rest before you do your next set of bench press?
I was only resting about, I would say it was only about 1 minute in between for smaller muscles. Biceps, triceps, maybe shoulders, and probably about 2 minutes in between for chest and back exercises. And legs may have been more like 3 minutes in between. Maybe a tad longer for legs, depending on how fatigued I really was from doing squats or something like that. But typically, it was pretty quick, you know, rest 1 minute, get right back into the next set. For an arm exercise or shoulder exercise or abdominal exercise, 2 minutes for chest and back, and then kind of play it by ear for legs.
And how much weight were you using? How did you determine how much weight to use?
Well, I had to I had to see how strong I was. I had to determine how strong I was and what that correlated with
Like, were you going for the heaviest weight
a breath.
possible for each set?
Well, I would go the heaviest weight that I could still get 8 to 12 reps out of.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, I mean,
Cool.
I could have gone heavier for 1 rep max or for 3 reps or something, but I would pick a weight the heaviest that I could lift for an 8 to 12 rep range.
Oh, there you go. Okay, cool. Good. That makes it simple. Just lift as heavy as you can for 8 to 12 reps.
And then just adjust that weight. And
Adjust that.
I really played favor of, I think, the eight, closer to 8 than 12. I really liked really having to really exert myself to get that 8th or 9th rep.
Good
So
deal.
I would go a little more toward that end than the higher rep range.
So if you found that you could do 12 or more reps, you would increase the weight. And if you found that you couldn't get to 8, let's say only 6 or 7 reps, you would reduce the weight so that you find yourself right in that sweet spot of 8 to 8 or 9 or so, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or if it was
Cool.
like 6 or 7, I would just keep working harder until I could get 8
Yeah. Oh,
at
that's
that
cool.
weight.
Oh, that's great. And then lastly, cardio. What kind of cardio training did you
I did some interval training, which was really fun. So I hop on a stair stepper, a bike, or I would just even run outside, and I would increase my resistance or increase my effort. Either way, sometimes they were one and the same. And I would do that about every minute. So if I was on a bike, let's just say there's a number, a resistance number, I would be on level 8, and then I would change it to level 9, then to level 10, level 11, level 12. You know, every minute I would make it a little bit harder, and then I would dip back down and make it pretty easy for a couple minutes, and then get right back up there and make it harder with each increment, each minute, make it harder and harder. So even if I only did cardio for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, whatever it was, it was pretty intense because it required a lot of effort from my part rather than just sitting there and watching TV on a bike. I had to be aware of my own exertion and ask more of myself every minute until I was pushing it pretty hard and almost going all out for a full minute and then dropping it down and repeating that cycle. So I would do that cycle about probably every 5 minutes or so.
So you'd go 1 minute hardcore, like a sprint, and then.
Yeah. Well, I would start out as almost like a warm up, let's say. So warm up, and then the next minute we get harder, the next minute harder, the next minute
Oh,
harder, and then on
got it.
that 5th minute I'm going pretty much all out, and then I drop it back down to that warm up and kind of catch my breath, recover, and then each minute go back right back up again. And then 5 minutes later I'm going all out for a full minute, and then I drop it and the same kind of thing. I would do that for about 4 or 5 cycles.
Wait, so do I have this correct? So it would kind of you'd go like at a level 1 and then level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5 every 60 seconds. And then after the last once you get to level 5, which should be after 5 minutes, then you drop it back down to a 1 again and then repeat that process. Okay, so every
Yeah,
minute you're
exactly.
stepping it up, and then once you get to the 5th, you drop it right back down to where you started and then repeat.
Yeah, exactly.
So you would hit that maybe 4 or 5 times over the course of your cardio workout.
Yep, 20 or 25 minutes. I would do that cycle.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a really cool approach. Wow. That's something that sounds safe enough that you could do on just about any machine too, huh? If you
Yeah,
can't
any
make it
machine,
outside or.
because you can regulate the difficulty level. You can even do it on your own. Based on your own feel when you're running, you can just increase your intensity, run harder, run faster, and then get back down to a jog or even a walk, and then get back up to full on sprint every 5 minutes and just repeat that. You can do the same thing running stairs. You can do the same thing in a lot of different exercises.
Oh, wow. Well, buddy, there you have it. Thanks so much. Your content was just amazing, buddy. I really appreciate how much you shared and helped our audience be able to help build some muscle. So you've given us a solid idea of what to eat so that anybody listening who wants to build muscle, they can model after what you did. And I highly recommend you just get the book because you've got all the plans right there written out for you. Number two, you've also given us basically a whole rundown of how to structure workouts that you use to build your muscle mass, including your cardio that kept you lean while you were doing it.
Yeah.
So that's excellent. Is there anything that you want to give a shout out to, or anything that you're promoting or working on right now that you want our audience to know about?
Well, I'm excited about a lot of new writing projects. I've always got new things in the works on veganbodybuilding.com. I just uploaded a number of new articles. I have this forthcoming review of the Cornell Plant-Based Nutrition Certification Program. I'm writing a really detailed review of that program. It should be listed on my website in a few weeks, and it will be probably 12 pages long, a really detailed review of what that course was like and what I learned and how I changed some viewpoints and changed some opinions after taking that. And I just welcome people to join our online community or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We're easy to find. The links are on veganbodybuilding.com. And I want to thank you, Thomas, for the opportunity to chat today and share some things with your audience.
Absolutely. It was great talking. Those of you listening, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I have links to all of Robert's stuff right there on the description of the podcast. Robert, thank you so much, brother. Let's do this again very soon. You've got you're just a wealth of information, and you've been doing this for over a decade, which is just amazing. So you've amassed probably more experience and information that's just targeted towards helping people achieve their dream bodies on a vegan diet more than most that are out there. So I honor you for taking the time to come onto this phone call. I also honor you for what you have done for this community and what you continue to do. We support you 100%. Robert, thank you so much.
Thanks, Thomas. I really appreciate it.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Tune in next time. We've got even more good stuff for you. This is the Vegan Body Revolution Show. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.